Greet others with a smile. Consider what is more important to you, to be right or to be happy. Don't confuse your thoughts, feelings, and perceptions with reality. These are a few of the 54 pocket practices in Pocket Peace. Author Alan Locus is an interfaith minister and the guiding teacher at the Community Meditation Center in New York City. He says each of the practices was inspired by Buddhist thought, yet intended to be useful to anyone of any religion in their everyday life.
This is as pragmatic as you can get. Life is difficult anyway. Life has incredible joys and wonders, and it is also difficult. And that's part of the inspiration of the book. How do we deal with that?
Locus started offering pocket practices almost by accident one Sunday morning while giving a talk on generosity at a meditation class. It was October 2007. The U.S. economy was starting to buckle, and many of his listeners felt hesitant about being generous with others. Still, Locus suggested,
"The words just sort of came out of my mouth, and I said, look, try this as a practice. For the course of 1 week, you go out, carry at least 5 $1 bills with you all the time. And whenever you come across a person with his hand out, a homeless person, a needy person, without judgment, give $1. Just do it." And then I added to that, stop and give a moment of your time. Enter into a short conversation, even if it just starts with, "How are you doing?" And listen. Be with that person for a moment. And I left it at that.
The next week, he was astonished by the impact. He recalls one woman who said she always avoided a homeless man on her street.
So this week, she decided to get up her courage. She walked down the street. She gave him $1. She entered into a conversation. And she said, "Now, every day, I pick up a cup of coffee and I sit with Tommy for a few minutes." And she said, "I just love it. He's wonderful. He just is down on his luck." And then another person said, "I didn't realize how much I had until I realized I had enough to give." And I know this person is not what we would consider wealthy, but it changes. You know, wealth has a lot to do with perspective.
The perspectives we adopt, says Locus, are key to our happiness and peace of mind.
We go through life believing that if he, let's say he is the boss or a particular person in our life, would only not behave that way, I would be so much happier. We believe once I can get that new car, oh, I'm going to be happy. The bigger house, the better job, believing that that is going to be our source of happiness. Ultimately, what we find is that if we cannot find happiness within ourselves, we cannot find happiness. It's not that it's not nice to get that nice big new house, but the inner happiness, the peace, the calm, the equanimity, that happens inside.
He offers this pocket practice for a change in perspective. Every day for a week, sit quietly for 5 minutes
and simply say to yourself, "Only I can destroy my peace, and I choose not to do so." And you repeat that. And what we see is we can't stop the rain from falling on the day that we have tickets for the big game. But how I experience that, what my perceptions are, that is for me to decide, and I have complete control of that once I learn how to do it. It's not the world coming down on me, it is how do I experience the world.
This practice has been especially helpful for Sarah Carter, who edited Pocket Peace with Locus. She's a busy New Yorker with a child at home, a long commute, and a high-powered job where she must deal with creative yet often frantic people.
There's so many of them calling. They need me so quickly. And I feel literally trapped sometimes. And I just say this to myself so I don't say something snarky. You know, I can be more kind and patient with people. when I just realized they can't get inside and control what's going on inside me. Only I can do that. I am a person who gets angry quickly, and this stops me.
Several pocket practices begin with a small pause that can make a huge difference. When you sense the possibility of conflict with someone else over an idea or opinion, ask yourself, is there another way for me to look at this? Or say to the other person, let me think about that.
It doesn't take much looking to realize there's always another way to look at this. In my own life, the phrase, let me think about that, has been invaluable. Coming out of my childhood and probably being very defensive, I think I felt a need to be clever, to be sharp, to be quick. My answers would come very quickly. When the answers come very quickly, the accuracy, the sensitivity of those answers can suffer. And it took me a while to realize it was not only fine, it was advisable often to say, let me think about that.
Indeed, Locus says there is nothing that can have a more positive and immediate effect on all of our lives than being conscious of our words. One pocket practice invites us to wait a moment and breathe before hitting the send button on an email message. Another offers a suggestion about teasing. Don't. Kathy Forer, a New Jersey sculptor, chose to spend a week with the practice, do not speak about someone who is not physically present.
I never realized how much I talked about other people, even on a non-gossip level. But talking about other people is never accurate. I mean, you're giving your view, and it's clouded by what you feel. And if someone's not there, they're really at a disadvantage.
Alan Locus freely acknowledges that while pocket practices may be simple, they are not easy. And in keeping with his practice to try always to be truthful.
I'll be absolutely honest about this. We say pocket practice. I say simple. I say short and easy. But every one of these practices can go deeper. We need patience with ourselves. We need patience with those around us. We need patience with the world.
Alan Locus is the author of Pocket Peace, Effective Practices for Enlightened Living, published last month by Tarcher Penguin in New York. Adam Phillips, VOA News.